At this time, people very much believed that God had created a template for the heavens, and he'd used pretty much the same template to create the society as well. And so with this as above, so below belief, any change in the heavens immediately had huge cultural implications. By 1611, Copernicanism was sufficiently known that the poet John Donne says, "The new philosophy calls all in doubt. 'Tis all in pieces, all coherence gone."
Our view of our relationship with the sun had completely changed. What Copernicus didn't know, but what scientists have now worked out, is that the sun isn't just at the center of our solar system. It's the creator of it. The birth of a star leads to the birth of any planets that surround it.
Planets are the natural consequences of star formation. Planets are the leftover debris of the gas and the dust forming a star. They're like the afterbirth, if you like.
As the new star is born, the orbiting remnants of the cloud from which it formed start creating a disk. And over millions of years in this disk, the dust grains start to stick together. Blank out the light of a young star in the northern constellation of Pegasus, and you can see white dots, which are the planets forming in the disk of dust that surrounds the star. Eventually, the star is encircled by its children.